Top Hits USA from RPM. Our name says it all. Get the latest hits while they're the hottest. With Top Hits USA, you'll have the track for sure. Visit TopHitsUSA.com or call 800-521-2537 and get a free demo.
DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
All right, we are back. We are here. We've got connection. We've got Facebook. We've got YouTube. We've got things going on. We've had sessions tonight. We've had some information shared. I'm on overload.
I don't believe him. He ate too much eggnog.
It was the eggnog. That's right. Eggnog. It showed up in a cooler at Walmart this past weekend, and I just sat down and drank. It was great.
You know, if you drink it in the store, they can't charge you.
You know, well, yeah, especially if I go to the bathroom. I mean, I left it in the store.
There you go.
Never left the store. Why should I have to pay?
Wow. That's something special.
So, you pay for the container, not what's inside.
Well, and I mean, let's face it. I mean, I wiped the container off. It should be, they can reuse it. What's up with this?
See, I'm the guy who honestly checks containers that someone's opened them, because I look at lids and stuff and go, nope, we're taking the next one. I don't like this one. Looks like somebody's had it opened or someone's whatever.
Yeah, it looks a little weird, and yeah, it looks a little bit funky. So welcome to our final show tonight. If you're just joining us, thank you for joining us. If you're on Facebook, we're not going to be able to watch the chat there because we're on YouTube. We watch it on YouTube. So you can go to the down below. This is show number 5 tonight. 5 shows tonight. Wow, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Click on that. Come over and visit us on YouTube, where everyone is here having a party and they're going to say things and chat back and forth. And we're going to talk about the Apple Store. Jimmy, what are we at the Apple Store for?
Why not?
Oh, because they have MegaSeg on apples. Got to work that in.
Yeah. But they do.
I would just like to point out the fact that if you go to the MegaSeg website, nowhere does it say anything about DJing.
It does. So
it's about music playback.
Well, it's got a radio version and a DJ version. What's the difference? Well, one says radio and one says DJ. I think it's the same software, but you know.
I know people call themselves DJ that aren't DJs. So there you go.
Hey, MJ, is your microphone
muffled?
Something sounds like you're picking up a different mic.
I know what I did again. I still haven't.
Oh, you're, yep. You got to switch mics.
Something just sounded funny.
So while MJ is switching mics, tonight we're going to be talking about.
All right, is that better?
There we are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then, as long as you now have your microphone, you can introduce our topic for tonight.
I'd just rather, you know, so you never give a DJ more than one mic, because he'll use them both, and that's what I had. Totally separate one on. I have one that runs in a studio live to run okay, Google and stuff like that. So it's always listening, and it overrides this one until I turn it off, because that's all. But I don't feel I need to do that. But tonight, I have picked another topic because no one has contacted me with topics. So I'm just going to
explain topics.
Yeah, because I really
like hearing you. I keep saying MegaSeg, but no one's talked about it with me.
I'll do a show about MegaSeg if you want, if I can honestly give my opinion and break down all the reasons why it needs to be burnt. And not, well, no, it has its purpose. It really does. Because for what it does and what it was originally intended to do, it's a great program. It really is. It's the precursor to a lot of stuff that's going into the other programs. Mm-hmm. But, But people, I would rather see someone use that than, I have to tell this story before I go into our topic. I DJ this one health club place, and they do a once a month a theme night where everybody comes in for the workout dressed in a theme. So if it's 80s night, I'm playing 80s music and they're coming dressed as 80s. And another store, because of the chain, they do all their DJ nights on the same night. So if they open another chain here in the city, they get another DJ. So I can't do, you know, only right. one. So the other DJ at the new place was like, hey, can I come, you know, shadow you and check out how you do it? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Come on. And I'm setting up, and before it even started, they're like, oh, you use virtual. And I'm waiting for them to say some, you know, thing about, you know, Serato's the best, etc., you know, that whole spiel. Yeah. They're like, no, I use Winamp. I don't do any of that stuff. And she started doing this, that stuff. And I'm like, please don't tell me you use Winamp. So if someone wants to use Megaseg, I'll say thumbs up. But if you use Winamp, I'm sorry.
There's a line in the sand.
There's a lot. That's my line in the sand. Partially because Winamp has been discontinued. And that's a good reason not to use it.
Okay, tonight's topic.
Sorry, I'm tangenting because I went to tangent. Because it's Cyber Monday and also the season, the commercial season known as Christmas, I decided to have everybody pick five things that would be on their wish list. And these can be absolutely anything whatsoever. The sky is the absolute limit for this. I don't want them to hold back in any way. Be creative. Do whatever you want. It could be as small as a new cord for your headphone or perhaps your own party venue. Anything you want tonight, you can ask for it. And we also would love to hear some creative stuff coming out of the chat room. I already did see someone say that they wanted the new Serato switch, which is the new light thing. Mm-hmm. So that's good. That's a good thing to ask for. And when you get it, you have to do a video review and send it to John. So we have our five things that we're picked tonight. Who wants to go first? Who wants to do this? John,
I can go first. I can go first because I'm gonna go like
five shows tonight. You have to start out.
I'm gonna start because this is one actually. I don't even know if I've even told Lori this one. But if money wasn't an object, and someone's going to buy me something, I would want a Tesla, one of the new Tesla cars. I believe it's a Model X.
Wait, I gotta start hacking that now. Yeah.
Because we went when we were at, I don't remember which convention I was at. I think it was the one down in Hollywood when we were down doing a convention down there. And when they had a Tesla dealership, which is basically like an Apple store, I think is a fair way to describe that. You go in there and you can sit in a car and do that. And then they, you make sure you have the right USB adapter so you can power the car and off you go. But that was a cool car, you know, battery operated. You guys can check it out if you're not familiar with it, but that would probably be if on the far end would be a Tesla, the Model X.
What does that run?
I think it's, is that the one that's, one of them was about 125,000, I believe. And then there was
there's one a little cheaper than that one.
Yeah.
Now.
I think the Model X might be a little bit cheaper. Just because I couldn't afford to insure the 120,000 one.
The reason I ask is Jimmy in the chat room says that he wants a Sprinter RV van, and it's 160,000.
Oh, so he needs to talk to Jeremy Lambie. Jeremy Lambie picks up Sprinter vans for like $10,000 and sells them for $15,000 on Craigslist. I can't believe that guy does it.
You can add a Tesla, Jimmy. You sold out now. Dan, what do you want here?
My first one, and this is probably because this is all I've been researching for the past like 3 days. I would love to have a wireless HDMI transmitter and receiver that is about the size of a USB stick. Mm. I've been going round and round. I thought, hey, Google Chromecast might be the way to go. And everybody's like, well, if you have internet access, that works. I'm like, no, I want it interior. Like, I don't want it. It doesn't need to go out to the internet. I need an interior. I've got a router. I've got all that stuff. Like, yeah, that won't work for you. So the next cheapest option I'm finding that's reliable is in like the $400 to $500 range. So I'm like $25 Google Chromecast, but I need internet versus $400 and I don't. Like that's just weird to me in itself. But I would love to have something simple because that's the other thing is even the $400 to $500 one is bulky. And if I'm attaching it to my TV behind my trussing, I want it to look clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. There's a lot of people who would, the wireless video, would, if somebody could come out with that option at the little dongle size, and yeah, there's a market for that. Huge market.
I think there's stuff out there for that, but like Dan said, the price goes through the roof.
Yeah,
for the
really quick.
Goes, because I've looked into a few of them and it's like, what? I'm just sending a video. The cord's only $12, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, I don't need to send it 300 feet. I'm just trying to avoid having to do a 25, you know, foot HDMI cable. You know, give me 30 feet. That's fine. But
yeah, because a 25 foot HDMI cable costs a whole whopping $1,750. Whew. Don't want to spend that kind of money.
There might be a shipping charge on that.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, I don't have Amazon Prime, so that's going to be another $295 shipping.
Oh, you're out of luck, in John.
Save that $20. Don't spend it on that cable. Let's go get that $450.
Skip. Okay, Shani. On that note of that, yes. Perhaps you're not asking for an HDMI cable. We hope.
I am not asking for an HDMI.
I like the sarcastic. Sorry. I like the sarcastic chair. This is fun. Keep going. What do you got, Shani?
I want a VGA cable. No, I'm just
the Winamp
of video cables. Got a whole drawer full in there. Some of them don't work, but you're welcome to go.
I'll figure it out when I connect it and the screen's all different colors and everything.
Where's yellow?
The first thing on my wish list are two pimped out gold turntables.
Woo! So any certain brand?
Old school, yes, of course. None of the new stuff. I don't want any of the new little crazy ones. We're going straight old school. So all I need are two turntables and a microphone, and I'm good.
Techniques. Two original Technique 1200.
Yes, but I want them like, I want the original ones, but I just want them pimped out in like gold. So they're just sexy and pretty.
I got some spray paint.
No, see, that's not what I want. I don't want to, like, you know.
If you go back far enough, you could get grandma's old stereo and Dan's spray paint.
I'm sure I can get a logo. We'll just tape it on there.
No, I want the original ones. Original ones.
Mask it off with some, not duct tape, but gaff tape and whatnot. I did a DJ competition a few years ago that I do, and we ended up taking, it was for all-in-one controllers, and the first prize was I got a broken controller offline and turned it into a trophy, painted it gold and everything, made a trophy out of it. So, I'm sorry, I just tangent there again.
Gold, no, that's okay.
Jimmy said you got to win the DMC championship.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they just give you the mixer now. I don't think they give you all.
Yeah, they don't give you you get a mixer. You get a Pioneer mixer, like an S9 or something. Yeah. You don't get the turntables at all.
So you'd be better off with MJ's version.
No, they can do them. They'll gold leaf them
do it. Yeah, I mean, it's they'll do it. I just want it. Yeah, I want it like, 14 karat. No.
She wants bling. She wants the lights every time they move in the club and shine down on there to blind her. So she's like,
right. Like I can't even see, but it's okay because my turntables are so sexy looking. It doesn't matter if I can't see.
Reflecting gold on her, making
no one's looking at her because they're looking at her turntables.
It's a new disco ball. Just use your turntables.
So MJ, you're up next.
Oh, you don't even want to know.
Okay, great.
Someone at Thanksgiving posted something, and I took it and completely ran with it because I just felt it's necessary. And this is on the top of my want wish list. Would somebody please give me this? Can we see that?
Let's make America dance again.
I don't want my Christmas. I want to never have to spend any of this slow 65, 70 BPM crap. Please, someone, please make sure I never have to spin that crap again. I only want to spin music between 120 and 130 beats per minute.
But then you miss out on 24 karat magic and Uptown Funk.
Do the remix.
And Ice Ice Baby.
I run the remix.
Remix.
I have a Bob Sinclair remix of Ice Ice Baby that is 127 BPM and it rocks. Thank you. Next.
Fishing in the Dark isn't that fast. How would you ever play your country music?
I would take country music out
into double time it.
I would take it out into the field. Tell it I love it. Tell it I love it and shoot it and then bury it.
And just like that.
So Jimmy says, amen. Thank you.
Yeah, Jimmy. See, he's got a wider range because Jimmy likes some of that weird stuff. He's into that stuff a little bit.
Like I said, I can play all that stuff in remixes because normally I'm downloading, you know, a house remix of it. So it's bumped up. Trust me, I have house mixes of NWA. I have house mixes of everybody you can imagine, anything. I guarantee I've got some cool mix that's up in that BPM range. I've got Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Perry Como. What's the other guy's? I'm blanking on the other guy's name from that era. House remixes of them. I got house remixes of Twist and Shout. I have house remixes of Play That Funky Music, White Boy. Long as I can play between 120 and 130 BPM. 120 is for the slow dance.
Cool. All right, my second item. I haven't pulled the trigger on this one because that's showing the level of self-control I now can display today. But if someone else is going to get me something, one of the new iPads that's hooked up to the internet, you know, as far as with the Wi-Fi or the cell service, I would like to upgrade my iPad, but I haven't done that. I still have an older generation. Still functions and does everything, but that's one area I just haven't pulled the trigger on yet. So,
cool. New
iPad Pro.
They're doing those in cars now. I don't know if you know where they're pulling out the radios in cars and putting in a small amplifier because like your amplifier is in your head unit, mm-hmm. putting it around the speakers and then Wi-Fi-ing it to the iPads that you're talking about with the cell service. And they put docks in there to where you can take them out if you want to go, but you can dock them in there and it's your radio, it's your GPS, it's your everything.
Yeah, so. that I could definitely see that because when Lori and I were traveling the other day, that's what we were using basically was our devices through the system, although it's not designed for that, but that's what we were using.
Yeah. Cool.
You still have the hook in with the tape, don't you?
I do. Well, it's the 8-track tape because it's the quality one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they made an extension for that. That's good.
It's still the 8-track tape player.
Put the tape. It runs Megasig, right?
And you can listen, and you hit, and you go to the next, and you can listen for a little bit more, and then halfway through the song, it chink to the next. It's great. It's quality. Nothing says music like 8-track recordings.
For those of you listening who are under 20 years old, please go to Wikipedia and look up 8-track.
Under 20? Try under 30 at least.
I would say they're in their 20s, whatever. They might have seen their parents. I actually worked with a girl years and years ago who said that she had never touched a vinyl record in her life. I'm like, you mean you don't even pick up any of your parents? She goes, no, my parents don't have any.
Okay, tangent time with that. Best Buy, Lori and I went in there because we were going to just look at TVs. Best Buy in St. Cloud has a vinyl section. It is
one in Williamsport does too. I happened on it today. I was like, now, great. I mean, it's like I saw Beatles 1.
Yep.
So it's not like we're not talking like old and they're just like there. I mean, that's a new album, but yeah.
That's great.
It'll be gone in a year.
They had two, in St. Cloud, they had two cardboard boxes. So they probably had like 70 albums there. But as you're saying, they had 1999 there. They had Eagles, a couple of the Eagles and the Beatles were there, and I didn't have much time to look through it because if I would have stayed and looked through too much, I would have probably been buying some, and I shouldn't do that either. Okay. Done tangent.
Who's next? I don't even know.
Daniel. I'm up. Okay. This is my wish list, and every venue is going to jump on this. I know because they're going to see this. They're going to want to do it. Think it's the awesomest idea ever. Every venue has a drive in for loading and unloading. So you drive in, you just pull it out of the vehicle, set it down, and then you drive it out.
Oh, this is the Christmas miracle you're asking for now.
Well, that's what this is for, right?
That's right.
You said no price. Hey, no. If you can have your Tesla, every venue that I play in should be able to have that.
If you want a Tesla, just come in my neighborhood. They're every other car here. Like they are. It's like normal. It's normal in my area. Like that's why I hate my area. Like I can't have a wish list up here because that's like people have the money trees, and that's like normal for people in my area. Like, oh, Tesla, yeah, we have two.
We've like, got that model. Well, we didn't like that one, so we just
we got that one, so we gave it to our son. He's not 16 yet, but when he turns 16, he'll get that one. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So Dan wants the drive in.
He wants to drive the drive in, load in and load out
everywhere. Shaney, you're next.
I will go off of my first one to back it up with my second one and say unlimited needles. Never have to pay for another needle then. For those that don't know how much a needle costs, you guys can look it up. And I'm talking about needles for the turntables.
I was going to say, it's called a controller, Shaney. I'm sorry.
And I want them custom.
I actually was looking the other day.
Because I want a needle that never goes dull.
No, I'll change them. I don't mind.
Because if they don't go dull, then it's going to wear out your record.
Right. Yeah. I don't mind changing them. I don't mind changing them, but I want unlimited. You know, like I get like the battery pack at, you know, Costco that, you know, has like the 84 batteries. Like I want that shipped to me, and they're custom needles on top of it. So it goes with the gold, the whole, you know, Chi-Town Shaney look.
I did a recent rewind report about customizing things, and I actually was trying to find if somebody out there did that for the cartridges, and nobody does that. So maybe you should start that for your own self.
I should.
I saw a company that will customize, put your logo on fader knobs, and I mean like, you know, the square fader knob, put your logo on the sides of that, but nobody does the needle. So there you go.
Custom needles. There you go.
The custom needles call DJ Shaney.
And of course it'll come in, you know, a case that's gold too. Oh, you know,
how could it not? Like, it has to.
I'm just making it clear.
That's not diamond encrusted on top of it too, or just gold?
We don't have to go so far as that. I mean, it's just gold, plain gold. I don't want to bling it out, you know, too much or anything. So just all gold, everything.
Just for the record, Orifon does make gold cartridges.
See, but I would have to get the gold.
And she'd need it in mass quantity. Like she'd like Sam's Club, Costco.
They're only $180 each.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I want unlimited and never have to pay for them. Yeah.
I was going to try to bring that up, but it won't open.
Yeah. And you know, for those that don't understand why people freak out about sharing their headphones, think about how it used to be when people wanted to like, oh, can I use your needles? Like now, you know, like, cause they're very expensive. And
I love when people ask me that. Yes, by all means.
that is pretty.
Look, yeah. I only pay $183.99 and I probably get free. Oh, and I probably get free shipping.
Yeah. Free standard shipping. 3 to 7 business days, Shaney. You got
right?
it.
Right. And then just I have one
next weekend.
I have one. I'll do a CDJ on one side. And then
go check the change in your neighbor's Tesla.
Right. Can I just totally unrelated? I went to go pick up some takeout at a restaurant here, and I've never heard this ever in my life. And I try to keep my game face on, but I just couldn't. You know, I could tell it was a kid that was home from college, and they, you know, the parents sent her to go pick up the food because, you know, it was a little cold here. Like it was like spring like weather here. So, you know, they didn't want to go out in the cold. And she went to pick up the food and they told her it was like $114 and something. And she handed, she handed cash, you know, $120. And she said to the lady at the front desk there, keep the change. And I was like, you want to give me the extra change? Like, because she didn't want to, you know, it wasn't like pennies or anything. She just didn't want to take any.
How much extra. Was
it was 116 and she gave her 120, which still is not.
It's not 15% tip, but
I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but she just knows she didn't want to take the money. She didn't want to have like,
that's extra. That's the reason I use a debit card. Cause I can't stand money. Yeah.
I don't say no to my own change.
Oh, change. No, I'll give it to a little kid stand there if I have
right.
to.
Or I mean, if it's change, like pennies, quarters, that usually there's right. Or usually there's donation, you know, like jars and stuff for breast cancer and things
right,
like
right.
cancer. And I'll like put my little change in there, but like dollars, I'm sorry. I'm like every, for me, every penny counts. I bring coupons. Yeah. I'm a Groupon living social coupon person, so there's no shame in my game.
John, what did you hold up there that you were talking about?
How was it in the chat room?
That was a chapstick.
The chapstick, yeah.
For what? Oh,
I don't know. They were talking about sharing needles and sharing chapsticks. So, you know.
I don't share my needles.
I'm sorry, but I you can tell I'm not a turntablist because when you said about sharing needles, my brain did not go to where yours did.
I knew where she was at. Friends.
I figured, but yeah.
That's the typical thing for a lot of the club people. Those of you who don't know who are watching it, you'll walk into a club with your backpack that has your two Serato records and your needles. And that's usually what you start with, your computer, your two, whatever Serato record you bring and the needles, pop them in and go. Well, for some, not all.
Right. I mean, that's why, like, if I'm doing CDJs, I make copies. Like I have like 50 copies of just the, you know, the tone. Like, so if I leave it there or anything, it's not the, you know, I learned that the very first time I started doing Serato, Scratch Live. Like I don't, if you left the one copy you have, you're screwed. So like I think like that's still sitting somewhere, and I have just copies on top of copies. That's why when people see, like back in the day when I used to buy like the big thing of CDs, like at Office Max or somewhere, they're like, you're still using CDs? I'm like, it's not like I'm not burning music for like my car.
Yeah.
You know, I might, but I'm not burning.
I was at Best Buy the other day buying some, and I'm like, why is he buying that? Maybe he was a DJ. And
right. See, you don't know. You don't know. Right. Exactly. Maybe he's a DJ, or maybe he's making that mixtape for his car, for his 6 CD changer in his car. You don't know.
So scary.
Some Barry White.
Not everybody does Bluetooth, you know, to their phone and everything in their car. People still do the CDs. Somebody said people asking me for CD, like, will you burn a CD for me? And I'm like, no.
See, that is why I have my own website that I run and put all the mixes up there. I go, here's a business card. They're all up there free. There you go.
Yeah, Adam.
80 mixes up there for you to download free, and more coming. And someone did say in the chat room, they make a laser that reads records, and they do. I saw it in China. I wasn't in China, but it came out of China, and it is a record player that reads the record via a laser. So nothing ever touches the record, and it plays the music on the record with the laser. So maybe we could get you gold laser.
Okay.
One-time fee of gold laser needles.
Wait. Isn't that just basically a CD?
But you're playing a record, you're not just playing a CD, because the CD is
much.
CD is reflecting back ones and zeros, ons and offs, and that's actually reading grooves that have a lot more depth and height. Well, actually, with the Serato record, it's one groove.
Beep. So that's why if you hit it on the wrong channel,
yeah,
you hear, beep. You're like, do I need to change my RCAs? What am I doing wrong?
One of these days, I want to go to Target and switch out all the Beatles records with Serato records.
Oh,
let them take the Serato record home and play it.
I would so do that.
Man, the Beatles really let us down on this album.
It sounded so much better on the original.
And you write on there Beatles, like you write the name of the album.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But they take it out, they're like, no, it says Beatles.
They must have been really stoned on this record.
It's the 60s,
that's
man.
Funny. That's really funny.
I would do that. That, and I'm going to do it the other direction too, by putting regular albums on friends of mine who use a Serato and switch it out. I actually am known for doing this prank. So if you're ever DJing and I'm there, you really need to watch yourself, because I'm known far and wide for this, that I'll sneak up to friends when they aren't paying attention, unplug their headphones, take the 1/4-inch adapter off, put that back in there and hold on to it. And then they come back and put their headphones on to start DJing and can't hear a thing, and are scrambling and going crazy. And I'm standing there with a little adapter. I'm known far and wide for getting people on there. So warn yourself. Warning, Will Robinson. Warning.
Keep away.
My number two pick is pretty simple, and you've heard me talk about it a bazillion trillion times. I either want a lighter NS7 or the Denon MC7000 with motorized platters. One of the two. Which I believe that is achievable in my lifetime, I hope. John and I have been trying to get a hold of the 7000 forever. They keep telling us different dates. I just sent him a picture today that Guitar Center has it on their website, arriving December 16th. So we don't know when it's coming, but when it does, Disc Jockey News is getting to test it. So,
yeah.
But if they take much longer, I think I am going to hybrid the two together. go into the lab and just start cutting and taping.
Soldering iron.
Come out with. It plays, but the thing wobbles.
It's alive.
Yeah, the NS7-3 Pro. There you go. That would be.
Yeah, for real. But that's my wish. Maybe someday you'll make it, but we'll see. We'll see. I think it's out there. I really do. I really believe there's an audience for that smaller setup.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Okay, there cool. We go. John, we're back to you
again. Okay, so this one's for the office. If, again, the money, no object, I would like to, I need to replace the iMac that's in here with one of the Mac Pros, the garbage can looking Mac. Basically, for the next step of when we start streaming 1080p and above streams, because this computer basically is maxed out doing multiple grabs of the 720 and doing all the different things we do. Because I believe right now it's at about 70%, 80% of its software, and that's without any doing any mixing and fading and such. So, or of the processor. So the new Mac, one of those new Mac Pros with, you know, bumped up video cards and bumped up this and bumped up that, which is only, I think, around, last time I priced it, it was like $12,000 to $14,000. So
yeah, you know, not that big video.
Now, what you need, John, and I've been telling you this for a while, and this isn't even the highest one. You can get yourself for $5,000, and I'm sorry that I'm sharing screens so much tonight, but
no, it's okay.
Sharing. It's the holiday season, and I'm sharing.
Sharing is caring, yeah.
You need this, John.
The TriCaster. I had a guy that the company, I believe, not that company, but another one, had a version of that, and they were going to send it out. And like, what was the price on that one, MJ?
That was about $5,000. Jimmy can get you good prices on lots of things on them, or better prices than I can quote. But I'm telling you, what I've seen people use them, they are so unbelievable what they can do and quality they put out. Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy, multiple cameras and multiple feeds and you're feeding. If you ever want to see how a TriCaster broadcasts, go to the Twit Network, TWIT.TV, and they do all their shows. It's all run through a TriCaster and a bunch of them. They have a lot of other stuff, but it's basically, you know, a TriCaster. And when people like, you know, Dan, or because it's actually Dan, Shani and I are sending our signal to John. John is then taking that and then broadcasting out to everyone who's watching it. And we lose a little bit that way, but through the way TriCaster does it, it's crazy. So those of you out there want to start a patron page for John's TriCaster. And the up of the DJ.
Let's just do a GoFundMe page. Go, I mean, GoFundMe. Everybody does them for everything.
Yeah, because this, you know, you enjoy Disc Jockey News, and we bring you so much information. Wouldn't you like it in a higher quality and brought right to your home? That's what we do here at Disc Jockey News.
And the TriCaster will help, and I have no idea how to run it. It'd be like, look at this nice thing.
They're crazy. I actually watched a demo on it one day, and it was like, are you serious? It's all in that little box? Anyways. Sorry, I took over your thing there.
No problem.
But we're going to get someone to donate. For anybody out there who knows where we can get one donated, anything.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. Can I have another, please?
Dan, you're up.
This is going to piggyback kind of on MJ's. And I got, this is a continuation of mine from last year. Half of it came true. I didn't get one, but half of it came true. I wanted a coffin for a controller that could hold a dual wireless mic, right? So just recently, within the last couple months, Odyssey and a couple of the other companies have now had, so they've got their controller here, and below it there's a one unit rack space where you could do a double wireless mics or power switch, whatever you want to put in there, but an option. Now I just want one that doesn't weigh three times as much as the controller, so that I can physically move it in to wherever I'm going. We, you know, all of our controllers are going to this laid out platform. So no longer have the 19 inch rack mount that is nice and easier to move. Now we've got the nice big one, but they're like 12 times as much weight. There, I'm done with my rant.
No, because I'm going to join you in the rant in just a few minutes, Dan.
Yeah. The weight.
Shani.
Yes.
Tell us what you would.
My next dream list. Mine is such a dream list. Like, it really is.
And I bet it's gold.
Like, it is not. Oh. It is not. This
We're
is
diversifying.
This is a dream list that a lot of people now. This is. I picked one that a lot of people can relate to. I never ever want to have to update my DJ software or my computer OS ever again. I just, every, you know, month there's always, you know, an update because of new equipment, and then you have to do this because of the firmware, and then, you know, and then the Mac has new this, but don't do it yet because we're not compatible with it, but maybe we'll do it, but then you can do it. But if you use this, this, and this, 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 and this won't work, but this will work. And it's a nightmare. I mean, I think like they know me at Serato. Like, I think my picture's on the wall with like, like somebody will make double time money if they answer her emails and phone calls. And stuff. No, they actually laugh at me when at least the people I've talked to, but I want that to be my wish list or if it does have to update, I turn the computer on and I do a connection and like a little dude like comes on the screen and was like, updating for you. Hold please. And it's not like one of those Windows updates that I've seen people that told me it's taken like 10 hours. Like not even that. It's like a 2-minute little update and they're like, you're good to go. Have a great DJ night. You know, like, is that too much to ask for on my wish list?
Not only does she want, a computer with updates, she wants a friend to do it and tell her how awesome she looks with those gold
turns. Yeah, it's like a little guy, you know, and it's like your navigation. You could, you know, like you can make an avatar of the guy. You can change their, you know, you can change their voice into a different language, and they come on the screen and they do it for you, and they're like, oh, we see there's a new update for you. Just go have a beer and relax or go to dinner and we'll do this for you, Shani. Enjoy that pasta meal. You know, like they know like what you're going to eat and stuff.
Wait, what did your food?
If we have any issues, we'll text you on your cell.
You go, ding, Shani, your update is complete.
When you get back home from the restaurant that you got your change from.
See, I don't know what Windows people are taking that long to update. That's scary.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Windows 7 to 10 update because I've never seen one. That's just insane.
I think that's what it was. When I was seeing those, that was when everybody was, I think, updating. Like,
yeah, that's a stupid update. That is, it's crazy, that whole setup. If anybody has had to deal with that, it's insane. I have turned all my computers off so they shall never update to 10, but my new DJ computer has 10. But the thing is I use, since 7 came out, I use these different things called Shell Classic, and I can't remember what the other one is, and basically it lets you set up Windows to look however you want it to look. If you want it to look like XP, you can make Windows 10 look like XP. So I don't even know why I went off on that, but
yeah, I just don't want to update anymore. Like me personally, I want to make sure that, cause it's like, you're scared. You do an update and you don't know if whatever equipment you're jumping on, whether it be your own controller or a CDJ or somebody else's, you don't know if it's going to work. And I just, you know, they're like, oh, did you update the firmware? Did you check out this? Are you on 1.7.3.2 yet? You know, it's like, I don't want to have to deal with that with the computer operating system or the DJ software system. I just want all of it to get along.
Just work.
I'll get along. Just nobody remembers that quote. Anyways, I guarantee there's a lot of people who are with you on that, Shani, because
I hope so.
Events I've done with multiple DJs that to where they're plugging in and out for like short, like we do charity events where we'll have like 20, 30 DJs will DJ the night and each person just donates like 10 minutes of their time and
right. It's
plugging. And every time there's at least two or three people that can't do their set because
they didn't do the firmware update. They didn't have, and it's because they don't DJ in that equipment. And that happened at last year at Mobile Beat at our DJ takeover. You know, we had all the DJs, we told them what equipment there, you know, and then one of the guys is like, oh, just go to Guitar Center and bring your laptop and like update your firmware. Like, I'm like, that's so ghetto. You can't do that unless you're cool with like a rep there. And you're like, dude, when are you working? Okay, I'm going to bring my stuff. But we had a couple people that went to connect their stuff. And of course it said, cannot connect. And they're looking at me like, what do I do? And I'm like, what you do is you unplug a USB and the next DJ's got to jump on, you know, sorry, boo-boo. Like, I don't know, you know, you should have got here early and did it. But it's like, I hate it. Cause you don't know. And I go walk into some clubs, I don't know what equipment's there sometimes. Like, I just don't. I mean, that happened to me on Saturday. And one person, he was having a problem with his SL4 box. So I had to grab my SL3 box for him. And we had to like go back to the Pandora before the club started, and like, you know, on the iPad, and he had to, you know, cut everything off, and we had to redo it. And then it's funny that he had a problem with the video, and we ended up having to do VGA for him because of their wires, which was kind of funny because we were talking about that.
There are some places that are ghetto like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just all like a hot mess. And I'm just like, if people could just, if my little guy could come on my screen and just update for me, it'd be awesome.
That's funny. Someone in the chat room booped.
Oh, boop. Yeah, that was a boop.
We haven't gotten a boop yet tonight, Shane.
Yeah, I did a boo-boo, but not a boop.
You can't use them all at once.
Right, exactly.
So James sent us a giant picture of a full TriCaster. I shall open it and let you see it. I know we're going retro here. Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Day and night, right? Phone is not compatible with laptop because it needs an update, but I can't update the laptop because then it won't work in my Serato. Right? You know, right? It's like both of them. Like, you can't do this because this won't work if you do this. I know. I feel your pain. I get it.
This is a full TriCaster setup, John.
Oh.
Board and everything.
Hmm.
That's what you need. We could be like nationwide if you do that, John. So send your gifts in today to this job.
We're worldwide already.
I was going to say, yeah, I think that's the YouTube connection makes us neighborhood wide.
I mean, I have nothing to say.
I got booped. You're up next.
All right, Dan, I am tagging in on you with this because of this. I literally spent the afternoon because the NS7 is coming. I mean, not the NS7, but the MC7000 is coming. And I do not want to put a container that large, a controller that large in a container that heavy. I went and weighed the old case that I had from the mid-90s that I had, because Denon used to have these, I don't know if they still sell them or not, Denon DNS1200s. They're like their version of CDJ. And the case holds two of those and a 10-inch mixer, okay? The case that's big enough to hold those is half the weight of the Odyssey case that I put my Denon 6000 little controller in. It's 29 pounds. The old one is 15 pounds. So I want a case built out of the same material as the old one. The new ones, you could literally throw it off a truck. They won't break. I've talked to the guys at Odyssey and a couple other ones. They used to build smaller cases, thinner cases like that, lighter. But people were complaining because they would break, obviously, because they're not built, you know, for a monkey to jump on them. So I spent today searching the internet. I'm going to build my own case for the next one out of the material I want to build it out of. I was at web pages looking at flush handles, flush locks, sliders for the computer, because I don't need the room for the two. I don't need that little drawer. I don't need any more space underneath there than to fit the wart or whatever you want to call that power pack from the computer. That's all I need. So you want something a little bit bigger and lighter. I want something a little smaller and lighter, but I'm with you on that, that they're making them all wrong. So that was on mine, a smaller, lighter case. And gosh darn it, I'm telling you, I'm measuring things today. I'm looking at blueprints. I must have watched 20 DIY make your own case things, everything from simple ones where people just slap stuff together. Somebody made a carry case for a Pioneer mixer out of corrugated plastic. And it seriously, top, bottom, everything out of corrugated plastic to change that with. People are putting lights in them so that they're backlit, all kinds of stuff. So I promise you, you will see a video on Disc Jockey News sometime around the first of the year of me hand building my own case. And Dan, if you like it, I can build you one with it's as sturdy as you want it to be or as light as I want it to be. So, but I really think looking at all the different things, I don't think it'll be hard to fit it in there the way I want to do it. So I'm definitely going to do my own case for the new 7000 when it arrives. So I'm with you on that. Better cases, better cases, better. John, we're back to you again.
So I would like to have someone go and program, do all of the programming of my light show to the songs that I'm going to play, so I don't have to go and actually run the lights. I can just basically play the music I'm going to play, and the system would be so smart, it would know which song it is and play the light show that corresponds to the song I'm playing at that particular moment in time.
They have
you need the little guy that's on
I need the little guy to do the programming of it, not just to make him trigger to the song, but I want the ones that are actually programmed to do things at the right time in the song. It doesn't work on MegaSig.
They have those. No, because two companies make them that do that. There's an integration for Virtual 8 that runs light. One of the light, I can't
remember. They're triggered, though. That's not actually designed, if I'm
not mistaken. You want one that automatically will just set up the triggers and then...
Yeah, I want the triggers. Somebody else to set the triggers up for me, so it's all done. So all I have to do.
Programmer.
He wants a smart version of Sound Active.
He wants like an AV1 tech that he doesn't have to pay to be an AV1 tech to do all the stuff. And yeah.
So all I have to do is sit there behind my gold turntables and look awesome like Shaney.
Some of my best clubs I've ever done that we have a light tech. So there's two people in the booth all the time, myself and a light tech. So. That's possible, John. They're out there. There are people who are trained to do that.
Right, yeah. But he doesn't want the guy to do it. He wants it to be all done. So what he's doing live, he already programmed. And then he can go away.
Yeah, so for those two people who actually think I do a good job and they clap for me, that I don't have to share my moment in the sun.
Yeah, he doesn't have to share his moment.
Because I don't get many moments. So when that's two old ladies.
Union guy.
I'm sure there's got to be some kid out there that would do that for you for a price, but... But that's not a gift, is it? So someone needs to buy John.
A guy.
Hey now. Make the wife would have something to say. No. So that's what you need. There's lots of people commenting in the chat room. We're with you. I can't keep up with everybody. Sorry. But okay. So can anybody supply John with that?
That's not expensive. That's not going to,
But there are a lot of the softwares do it. Pioneers does it. There's one for Virtual does it. The new one with Serato does it to where you can program it yourself. And it's nothing more than going, I want to beat here. And then every time you load the song, it then automatically does that light show for you. Or there's the one company, the one I shared last week, the Chave DJ one, that you can manually move them and it's then synced. So like one time you go through it one time by yourself, it records whatever you do manually and then plays that live from then on out.
See, and if somebody would just do that to every song that I play.
If you buy my ticket, I'll come up and be your light.
just sit there and you might get
press the button. Dan, what do you got for us? We're back to you already, Dan. We're back almost
me already. Wow. All of a sudden I blanked.
Shaney. He wants Shaney, would your wish be for Dan to not blank now?
No. Mine comes down to John and I talked about this one time and it came up with my wife just recently, where I want a local office, but I don't need a full on office. I want a place that I can. Okay, so the concept was John told me about this building. I think it's maybe near him or something like that, where they have a big amount of space and they basically, you can rent a spot with them and then you can just reserve the conference room and go in and you have a professional office space where you have all the details and all the extra little things that you need. And then you can just leave and they take care of everything else for you for thing. So I want that for free.
For free.
Well, that's my gift.
It's a Christmas gift. I got it. All my stuff is for free too. I got it.
Yeah. Because ideally, you know what? Let's go bigger. I want my own office with its own storage space, so I don't have to have my trailer with sitting out in my yard when it's unloaded.
Drive through trailer space, Dan.
Of course, it's got a big enough warehouse. I just drive it in and drive it out. I don't actually unload it. It's in there with loaded. Control temperature, you know, and it's got to be nice, so no humidity issues. Yeah.
I didn't see anything wrong with that at all.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's a perfect dream. Shaney.
Yes.
Are we back to Shaney? I can't
even
keep...
Back. We're back to me. Wait, are we...
We're in circles here.
Are we going to hit all five, or...
I don't know. I'm going to be...
Four.
And that's about. It's probably all we're going to get unless we do them quickly. My fourth one is quick, so it's
we're my not... fourth one's going to be really quick too, because mine's going to be real. Mine's a real one.
All right.
I want to go back to Vegas to spin again in the club, but I'm not going to open for Nick Hogan this time. If anyone who knows who Nick Hogan is,
I met him. I DJed at a car race a couple of years ago, and the whole family was there: dad, mom, sister, and even what was his manager back in the day? Jimmy Hart was there. Even yes. Meet all those guys.
So he was the headliner DJ.
Wow!
So I was his opening DJ.
Wow! How bad was it?
Well, I ended up having to DJ the whole night in Vegas, and he just stood there over me, like because he didn't know what he was doing at all. And he like basically grabbed my arm and begged me to stay in the booth. It was that bad. Like, it was that bad. Mm.
There's no DJing like DJing in front of people to really kind of test you. He probably practiced in his room. And
he did, because even when I was on, I saw him sitting in his VIP table with his laptop. Like, laptop was open and he was like typing. So I'm sure he was like preparing crates and stuff. But putting songs in crates doesn't mean you know how to actually use the equipment and know what to do with it.
That's
and I even was like, you know, and I was respectful as an opening DJ. Like, I said to him, you know, do you know what your first song is? So I could kind of, you know, make a smooth transition for you, or is somebody going to hype you up? You know, like, I wanted, you know, as much as I was hating on him, I wanted to be nice because I was opening for him and I never knew like what would come out of it or anything. So I was trying to be respectful. But when I realized that he just was hot garbage on a summer night, it just, I
did everybody else's mind just go hot summer. Garbage. Oh, he stinks.
Yeah. Like, I straight up
like us on a stink summer on a Monday night.
Hot garbage, not just hot garbage, but on a summer night. Yeah. That's like the worst. Yeah. Yeah. I needed to boop him back then, but I wasn't booping back then. So I definitely, but I was, you know, I felt bad. It was a packed club. We were in Vegas, you know, so I was just like, and I'm not one to, you know, leave anybody high and dry unless I'm with other people and then kind of laugh, but I laughed for a little bit, then I finally saved him. But yes, I would love to have that experience again of or be the headliner this time and, you know, either open first, you know, somebody else that knows what they're doing and gives me the right props and, you know, thanks me, or be the main DJ on the stage.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hmm.
Jimmy wants to spin with all of us.
Okay.
Count us in. I'm down.
Let's do it, Jimmy.
Only if I get to play only songs between 120 and 130
BPM. And I want to play country music.
That's what he meant to you about before. So I'm thinking, yeah, he's game.
All right. So my number three is pretty simple. I want a law passed. It's really simple. Just a law. It's a three strike law that that all DJs are networked, and you come up to ask a DJ and you ask a stupid request, it's marked down. And if some other time you ask another DJ a stupid request, it's marked down. And once you ask a third time, you're never allowed to ever speak to the DJ ever again in public or in private. Yeah. So that's all I want is a new law passed, the three stupid request law.
Okay, so I get a tangent a little bit off this one. What's the, going all the way back to when you were a kid and there was maybe a DJ at your high school dance or something like that, what's the worst request you've ever made, either to a band or a DJ, if you've ever done a really crappy, you've asked for a crappy song?
Are you talking 80s? What are you talking?
In your life.
Oh, in your life.
Because, I mean, let's face it, we had a time where we were thinking we knew what we were talking about. And, you know, we look back at that song and it was stupid.
See, I don't ever think that's happened to me. And I'm not trying to be egotistical, because there's two or three times in my life where I've heard songs. And when I'm talking, when I was young and said, this song's going to be a hit. And I went to the record store. I tell you what song it was. It was the theme to Ghostbusters. I went to the record store. I'm like, you guys have this. They're like, no, we don't. That's not even a song. I'm like, it's going to be a hit. And they're like, yeah, whatever, kid. So I don't think I've ever had a bad request.
Mine would be David Bowie. This is back.
Wait, there can't be a bad request when you start out with that name. There can't be a bad request.
No, it was a school dance back when we were in school, and I don't remember which David Bowie song it was, and it was not danceable. It was a good song, but it wasn't danceable. It might have been, I don't remember what it was, but it was nothing.
Did they play it?
And no, he never did. And, you know, I as a, you know, 15-year-old was ticked off that, you know, they would play my request, but that was my, after that I learned.
I mean, I've had some bad, terrible requests even recently. Well, for me, it's any hip hop. That's
no, what he's saying
is something you've asked for that before you knew better.
I've asked for
before you knew better.
Before I knew.
That's what I was saying. I don't think I had one either, that, or I just didn't go out in the public enough. No,
I don't think I wanted to bother the DJ. Like, I think I was one of those people that didn't know to, like, I can go to the DJ and ask requests.
I was too shy. I was very, like, no, like, would not go up. Don't think I even really went to the dances. until I was at least in high school. And by that point I was working in radio, so it was a little bit different. Yeah. So
did you have an all big band show when the whole big band redo came through? Cause I could see you doing that, doing some live, you know, DJ Dan in his live zoot suit review.
Wow. No.
No, I can see
no. That. No. Like, I never swung danced. I never
swung.
Well, is that the past tense?
Swing.
Dance?
Swing dance. You just say, I've never done swung. I don't know.
I don't think it's past tense.
You done swung dance, huh?
I never danced a swing, okay?
You know, kids is done swinging now.
Oh. No.
Well, we got through most of our list.
Anybody else have anything before we go?
Yeah.
Please contact me. Do not put it on the YouTube page. I won't read it. I'm telling you, I've come to a way to explain why I don't read that. Now, this is really simple and it's honest. Why I don't read the stuff that's posted underneath the videos, because it's like, to me, we've created something as a group. Okay. And once it's created, we're not going to go back and fix it. It's like, if I paint a painting and hang it on the wall, if you don't like it, don't look at it or take it down, but I'm not going to come back and repaint it. So if you make comments in below that, I'm not going to read them because I'm not going to go back. To me, we're talking about future. So contact me about things that we could do in the future for you guys to make this show more exciting for you. I mean, get creative, like our list today, get creative and let us know what you want to see. We want you guys to be happy.
Da-da-da.
Oh wait,
DJ was not a bad request by anybody. That's
I haven't had that in a long time. So coming up this week, tomorrow night, Howie is going to be with me. Brian is in Italy right now. He is eating pizza and getting adjusted to a time zone change. He's also looking at some really cool new products. They're shooting some video, and he is the man behind the voice and the concepts for these new videos that are going to be out for some new products. You guys will get to hear about those later. So Howie will be with me tomorrow night. That will be at 10 o'clock Eastern. Wednesday night, MJ and Dan are going to be doing the music show. Have we set a time for that yet, guys? I don't know if we have. Did we?
Not officially.
Wednesday? What time is it?
I don't know. What do we need to... Well, we'll figure out the time and we'll post the time. Wednesday night, though.
7 or 7:30 last time.
Well, it was early last time, but we can go later. We had a better turnout when we went later. So if we can do it later.
You guys want. I'm doing a very special one this week on mini sets, and I'm going to talk and give away some of my secrets about mini sets, about DJing mini sets in genres and decades and stuff like that.
Cool. So we will be doing that. Then Thursday, we continue. This is a string of 15... probably even more than 15 shows, 15, 16 shows or so, because we start Thursday night with the 12 Days of Christmas. We'll have Casey is going to be with me on Thursday night. We're going to be kicking things off, giving away the first prize. I've got to go and get that all situated tomorrow, because we've got all the prizes now. They're in, and the different companies. Go to 12 Days of Christmas, distjockeynews.com/12daysofchristmas. You'll go and check out all the different companies that are sponsoring. We just have to get the prizes in their slots for the days and such. But a couple of the big things, there's going to be Newmark, the NV2 is in there. We've got an iPad in there. We've got passes for Mobile Beat, the music services. We've got three different things for music services that we'll be doing. We've got a pair of JBL speakers. We've got a pair of EV speakers that are going to be in this. I know I'm missing. Everybody who's a winner gets a pair of gig gloves. So there's other things that are going on too. I don't remember what it all is.
An MJ shirt in your choice of size is between small and medium.
Medium. I'm still waiting on my medium.
Yeah, don't promise anything if you're not going to send it.
Yeah, cause she'll get her hopes up and then she'll be like, where's my medium?
Now I'm going to have to get you a medium.
I worked hard at that trivia contest.
Yes, she should have her medium.
MJ, do I have a Facebook page? Yes. You can go to my website at immj.com or djmichaeljoseph.com, and there's a little button there that takes you to my Facebook, to everything. I have everything you could ever want to follow a person with, and all of it's boring. No.
Plus the Rewind Report.
And the Rewind Report. It's a weekly show I do here, and we're really trying to expand, and when we get the TriCaster, the show might actually look good now.
Nothing can help you. I'm sorry.
That's why I try not to be on camera.
Yeah, that's released on Wednesdays also. Yeah, we've got So it's going to be a busy couple of weeks here. Might have to take a picture and leave it so Lori will know who I what I look like.
Just have her watch the show.
No joke. My family's like, why don't you ever tell us what's going on? I'm like, most of my life is online. Just go there and look. You'll see more than most people see. It's there.
Like it or not, you're going to see it there. Yeah,
that's what's going on.
Good stuff. Thank you guys for watching tonight. Again, if you have any thoughts or ideas, please contact MJ. You can go to immj.com. You can see the links. Give him a message if there's something you'd like to see.
Yeah,
the Distracted News. You can go to MJ, email mj@distractednews.com. That'll get him there too. And yeah, we will see you tomorrow, this week, all week, next week. Ugh, it's going to be busy. Thanks for watching, everyone. Good night.